listener production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. It looks like the $5.5 million Wattle Range Council office build won't be starting prior to 2023. It's after a staff report with a revised timeline tabled at last night's monthly meeting. It comes as the architectural designs remain only concepts for now. Council will look to endorse a design and cost report next month so that detailed design can begin. They'll hope to line up a major civil contractor early next year. Independent Senate candidate Nick Xenophon's been in the southeast recently. He's saying we've been treated like second-class citizens. Mr. Xenophon has told the Border Watch one of the key issues for the southeast is healthcare and the ongoing shortage of GPs. $60,000 from the community is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to how much support in-home hospice care needs. At least that's what Maureen Klintberg from the organisation is saying. And she says volunteers are a vital element in that organisation.
They are supporting people who are approaching end of life, not only the patient, also the carers.
$2.3 million is set to come from the federal government for the eradication of feral deer in South Australia. A fair chunk of that money will go to the local landscape board after the region was identified as one of two priority spots. The aerial shooting program is sure to protect the vulnerable mallee fowl. The deer known to damage nesting mounds, compete for food and disturb habitat. And SA business confidence is up, according to a NAB survey. The state is more optimistic about business than any other state or territory. To sport now and heading into round two in the Southeast Coast basketball tonight. On the men's side of things, round one victors Saints have the bye. Panthers take on the Cougars. They go in the favourites after a high-scoring affair in round one against the Bulldogs, in which they pulled off a 103-89 win. The other game sees Bulldogs come up against Roos, who play their first game of the winter season.
Listener.